Today we're getting into one of the most useful old-school DNB workflows you can learn in Ableton Live 12, building FX chains, printing them to audio, and polishing them through resampling. And this is not just about making cool noises. In drum and bass, effects are part of the arrangement language. They help tell the listener when energy is building, when the drop is coming, when a phrase is turning over, and when the track needs that gritty handmade movement that feels like it came straight out of a studio full of tape delays, samplers, and happy accidents. So in this lesson, we're going to take a simple source sound from inside the track, process it with stock Ableton devices, resample the result, and then shape that printed audio into a polished transition element. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow for turning one snare, one bass stab, or one little texture into a proper old-school effects phrase that actually belongs in your track. The big mindset shift here is this: think in passes, not presets. Don't sit there endlessly tweaking one device chain forever. Build a motion pass, print it, then add character, print it again if needed, then clean it, edit it, and place it in the arrangement. That's how you get speed, character, and control at the same time. Let's start with the source. Pick something from inside your project, not some random effects sample from elsewhere. The best material is usually already tied to the tone of your track. That could be a snare from your break layer, a rimshot, a clap, a short restab, a chopped vocal texture, or even a crash that already matches your drum sound. In old-school DNB, this matters because the tonal fingerprint stays consistent. The effect sounds like it grew out of the track, not like it was pasted on top. Create a new audio track and name it something clear like FX Print 1 or Resample Swell. If you want to capture the whole processed moment, set that track's input to resampling. If you want only one source element, route that source track into the FX track using audio from. Keep it simple and organized, because once you start printing audio, you want to move fast and make decisions. Now let's build the chain. A strong starting point is EQ8, auto filter, saturator, echo, reverb, and utility. Nothing fancy, just a chain that can move, distort, spread, and decay in a controlled way. Start with EQ8. If the source has any low-end clutter, cut below around 120 to 200 Hz. If you want more attack, you can gently boost somewhere in the 2 to 5 kHz zone, but don't overdo it. The point is to make room for the effect to breathe, not to make it harsh. Next, use auto filter in low-pass mode. This is where the movement starts. Set the cutoff somewhere in the low or mid-range depending on how deep you want the sweep, and give it a bit of resonance so the filter has a little character. In old-school style FX, that filter movement is often the star of the show. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. We're not trying to obliterate the sound. We're trying to thicken it and give it that slightly cooked edge. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can make the repeats and the tail feel much more intentional. After that, put echo on the chain. Try a sync delay like 1/8 or 3/16 notes for that classic tension feel. Keep the feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 45% depending on how long you want the tail to bloom. Use the filter inside Echo 2, because you usually want the repeats to sit in a controlled band rather than splashing all over the mix. Then add reverb. Keep the decay sensible, maybe in the 1.2 to 4.5 second range, and don't let it flood the low end. A little reverb is enough to create space and atmosphere. We want movement, not a fog machine overload. Finally, use utility for width control. This is where you can heap the low-end mono, or later widen the top of the effect if needed. That's important, because old-school effects can feel huge, but if they spread too much into the low end, they'll fight the kick and bass. Now comes the fun part. Automation. Old-school effects usually work best when they move in a clear phrase. If the chain stays static, it can sound like a plug-in demo, but if you automate the right things, it becomes arrangement. Try sweeping the auto filter cutoff from dark to brighter over one or two bars. Increase echo feedback near the end of the phrase so the tail gets more urgent. Automate the reverb, wet amount up on the last hit, then bring it back down before the drop, so the first kick stays clean. Push the saturator a little harder in the last quarter note if you want the tail to grit up right before impact. And if the effect needs more width, widen the tail and then collapse it back toward mono just before the downbeat. A really useful DNB pattern is this: start with a short filtered burst, open it up over the next bar, let the delay get bigger near the end, then finish with a hard stop or a reverse into the drop. That's the kind of shape that makes the listener feel the phrase turning over. Now we print it. Arm the resample track and record the automated chain in real time. Capture at least 1 to 4 bars so you have enough material to work with. And don't worry if the print is messy. In fact, a slightly ugly take is often where the personality lies. If the delay blooms unevenly or the filter sweeps a little harder than expected, that can be the magic. This is one of the most important parts of the workflow. Commit early on purpose. If you keep adjusting the same chain forever, resample it and move on. Fresh audio decisions usually beat endless device fiddling. Once the audio is printed, treat it like raw material. Go into arrangement view and trim the clip to the most musical section. Reverse parts of it to create that classic inhale swell. Add tiny fades so you don't get clicks. If a first transient is clashing with the snare, cut it off. If the tail is too long, split it into smaller rhythmic pieces. You can even take a long printed swell and slice it into 8th note or 16th note chunks to make broken jungle style fills. A great trick is to reverse a printed delay tail. Suddenly it becomes a rising swell that feels like it's sucking the listener into the drop. That's a classic old school move, and it still hits hard when it's done well. Now we polish the printed audio with a second pass. This is where the resampled workflow really shines, because once the sound is printed, you can process it more aggressively without worrying about the original source. Add another EQ8 to carve space. Use a high-pass filter if it's getting in the way of the sub or kick. Then try drum bus for density and punch. A bit of drive and crunch can make the FX feel like it came off tape or old hardware. If you want extra grime, use Redux lightly for a bit of downsampling or bit reduction. Keep it subtle though. You want texture, not destruction. You can also run another auto filter pass on the printed audio if you want a second wave of movement. And utility is still your friend here for width control. For a transition tail, wider can be exciting. For an impact, narrower and more centered usually works better. If the tail is clashing with the drums, a light side chain from the kick or snare can help the effect breathe. Don't overdo it. Just enough to make room. At this point, it's worth thinking about layering. Old school effects often feel bigger when they're built from a few layers, rather than one single sound. You might have one clean layer for the impact, one noisy layer for texture, and one filtered tail for motion. Route those layers to an FX bus and process the bus gently with glue compressor, EQ cleanup, maybe a touch of saturator, and a utility check for mono compatibility. A practical layered combo could be a reversed crash, a snare tail through echo, and a filtered re-swell. On their own, each one is useful. Together, they feel like a proper transition architecture. Now place the effect in the arrangement where it supports the phrase. This is huge. In DNB, FX placement matters just as much as the sound itself. Put a reverse swell into the last half bar before a drop. Use a tension builder at bar 7 or bar 15 before the phrase resets. Drop chop delay fills into the middle of a breakdown to keep energy moving. In intros and outros, use sparse filtered noise and dubby tails to add motion, without overcrowding the mix. A really effective arrangement approach is to create a pre-drop ladder. First, a subtle tonal move, then a bigger filtered swell, then the final reversed impact. That way, the listener feels the tension building in stages instead of just getting hit with one giant effect. And don't forget contrast. Old school effects hit hardest when they come after a relatively dry section. If everything is drenched all the time, nothing feels special. So leave space. Strip back a drum layer, cut a hat pattern, or remove a ghost note right before the effect lands. Silence and space are part of the design. Before you call it done, do your mix checks. Mute and unmute the effect against the full drums. Listen in mono. Check it at low volume. Ask yourself if it's fighting the snare or the bass transient. If the tail is too long, trim it. If it's too wide, narrow it. If the reverb spills into the drop, pull it back. And if the effect is supposed to be dramatic, make sure it actually lands with impact in context, not just solo. A few pro moves are worth keeping in your back pocket. Try printing a snare tail through echo and then reversing it. That creates a nasty inhale that feels old school but still modern. Put saturator before echo if you want the repeats to feel denser and more aggressive. Filter the return, not just the source, if the space effect is getting too bright. Duplicate the resampled clip. Lower the duplicate by 12 to 24 dB. And tuck it behind the main impact as a ghost tail for extra depth. And if you want a more vintage, broken feel, use drum bus on the printed FX for controlled grime. Another great move is to resample different versions. Make one clean version, one distorted version, and one reversed version. Later, you can choose the one that fits the intro, the build, or the drop without having to rebuild the whole chain. If you want a quick practice challenge, take one snare or bass stab and spend 10 to 20 minutes making a usable old-school transition. Build the chain, automate the filter over one bar, push the delay feedback up on the last quarter note, resample it, reverse one copy, high-pass it, and place it before a drop. If it feels like it actually belongs in a real DNB arrangement, you're doing it right. So here's the core idea to remember. Create effects from inside your track, print them with resampling, then polish them as audio. At Workflow gives you more character, faster decisions, and much better arrangement control. Use source material that belongs to the track. Automate movement before printing. Commit the result. Edit the waveform like music, not just sound design. Keep the low end clean, and place the FX according to the phrase structure so it feels intentional.